Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray recently vetoed that city council's passage of a living wage ordinance, which would have required district big box retailers such as Walmart to pay workers a living wage of $12.50 an hour. But it renewed debate about at least raising the minimum wage and revived conversations about a living wage. Sarita Gupta, director of Jobs with Justice, one of several groups in the coalition to pass that law, said, "We all do better when we all do better. We hope this vote sends a message to legislators in cities and towns across the country that residents will continue to speak out and demand fair wages for workers in their city." Washington's council could not muster the votes to override Gray's veto, even though 71% of Washington residents backed the measure, according to Hart Research Associates. That same percentage of Americans nationwide support raising the federal minimum wage to $9, which President Obama proposed in his State of the Union speech. Both Gallup and Pew Research surveys arrived at the 71% figure. However, with the Washington defeat and the increased activism of workers at Walmart and fast food joints demanding a $15 hourly wage, people are wondering about the concept of a living wage and how it compares to minimum wages and the poverty level. First, though, why is big business crying foul at having to pay workers more? Greed. After all, under economics' notion of supply and demand, when something is in short supply, the price for it rises. Corporations complain that they have trouble finding people willing to work at so-called unskilled jobs. So, if that shortage exists, the logic of free enterprise should dictate that wages go up to attract applicants. But they're not increasing. In fact, they're falling in most communities. That's ridiculous. Employers pay what markets can charge for land and lawyers, for power and water and so on, but they're outraged at using wages to compete for employees. Their justification at fast food workers' protests or job actions at big box stores is that corporations have to pay low wages, so their foreign-made clothes and burgers are affordable to U.S. consumers. Of course, it doesn't take a 21st century Henry Ford to connect the dots between earning wages and buying goods and services. If workers are not paid decent wages, they're not going to purchase as much. And that leads to living wages, which are figured on as local a basis as possible since costs of living vary in different places. Illinois' minimum wage of $8.25 an hour and Iowa's $7.25 an hour are the same for all individuals, regardless of how many dependents they have. A living wage is the hourly rate that someone must earn to support a family by working full-time, 2,080 hours per year. The living wage takes into account monthly expenses, including food, childcare, medical costs, housing, and transportation. For example, consider these wage analyses of area markets by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. For one adult, the living wage in McDonough County is $7.47. For two adults with two kids, it's $17.04. For one adult, Knox County's living wage is $7.53. For two adults with two children, $17.29. For one adult, the living wage in the city of Burlington is $8.07. For two adults with two kids, it's $18.10. For an adult in Hancock County, $8.13. For two adults and two kids there, it's $17.04. And for one adult in Lee County, the living wage is $7.88. For two adults with two children there, it's $18.10. Some employers build businesses on the backs of desperate workers willing to work in poverty. For all these markets, one adult must make more than $5.21 an hour to escape the poverty level, and two adults with two kids, $10.60. Such companies seemingly accept increasing profits in a system of thinly disguised servitude. University of Illinois urban planning expert Nick Theodore told the New York Times, "We see employers in a number of industries act as if there is a third-class labor market that is paid below the minimum wage, and they are made to suffer all manners of violations of labor law."